Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, Tariq. The industrial production in China is showing some slowing momentum to about 6% in April from 6.8% in March. There was a miss in the retail sector as well. But on the positive side, foreign asset investment rose 10% for the first quarter. What is your take in the dichotomy of these numbers?
Overall, in our view, the latest data coming out from China is, you know, consistent with stabilization in the economy. By stabilization, I just make it distinct from acceleration. And that has been our view so far that, you know, based on, you know, the monetary and fiscal stimulus from last year, China's economy is stabilizing. But we are yet to see any evidence of, you know, significant acceleration. And also in our view, the Chinese authorities are more concerned with stabilization at this point than acceleration, because acceleration might result in, you know, some of the, you know, furthering of the excesses in the system, like, you know, excessive debt, which, you know, they have alluded to as being a source of concern. So whether you look at the industrial production, the retail sales, you know, all the numbers really point towards, you know, end towards the downside, but they're not giving any evidence of significant acceleration and growth.
You think there is a bubble that is building up again? Because if you look at property sales and property prices, they had a big rebound in the first quarter. And of course, this is coming out of the stimulus measures that have been taken over the last 2 years or so. And now, you know, you are talking about this stabilization era in China. But what about the potential for another bubble situation?
Well, I think the authorities are certainly aware of that possibility. And, you know, we do see that property prices and, you know, some of the other asset prices in China have really, you know, gone ahead of the fundamentals. So, you know, that's also one of the reasons why we expect that, you know, the stimulus from the Chinese authorities is likely to be measured. You know, last year it was really about curtailing the downside in asset prices. But now since, you know, some level of stabilization is achieved, we expect, you know, the stimulus from the Chinese authorities, both on the fiscal and monetary side, to be a bit more measured. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we believe that, you know, property prices and, you know, asset bubbles are, you know, less likely, you know, this year.
And there is also the question of where Asian currencies and equity markets are going. We've seen some weakness there. What's happening there and where do you see this going?
Well, the Asian currencies and, you know, the, you know, assets here generally have been following the, you know, stabilization and the sort of limited rebound in China that we've seen. But from here on, we actually see a number of, you know, headwinds over the summer, as well as, you know, fundamentals haven't really improved significantly to that extent either. Going back to the, you know, the near-term risks, we're actually seeing resurgence of dollar strength, you know, coming in, which is negative for, you know, Asia ex Japan currencies, as well as, you know, some seasonal factors. May and June tend to be, you know, months which are weak for, you know, risky assets, you know, Asian, you know, currencies. And also, you know, we have a few events over the summer, like, you know, the Brexit vote, you know, in the UK, as well as, you know, debt concerns regarding Greece and some of the general elections in a couple of European countries. So I think there's plenty of events on the horizon that can actually be negative for risky assets and Asian currencies. So our view is actually to move towards more of a balanced portfolio, as opposed to one which is heavily overweighted equities or chasing the rally. And on the the currency side, it is good time to be in US dollar versus Asia ex-Japan currencies.
Is this strength of the US dollar quite surprising, especially when you see the Fed over there quite divided about whether to raise interest rates or not?
Yes, actually, we believe that the dollar has been oversold in the short term. The sentiment on the dollar has turned quite negative quite quickly, whereas data in the U.S. Hasn't deteriorated to that extent. I mean, we still expect the Fed to hike interest rates one more time during 2016, and the markets so far are a bit pessimistic on that possibility. So it's not unusual in the from that perspective that most of the other central banks are expected to still ease policy, while the debate is still whether the U.S. will raise rates or not. So from that perspective, we believe the dollar may have been quite oversold in the short term.
We're also drawing closer to the presidential U.S. election coming in November this year, and it is likely, as people expect, to be a Trump versus Clinton race. Are there any calendar effects in a U.S. election year?
Well, the past data has been quite varied in this in this sort of situation. However, keeping the current the current situation in perspective, obviously one candidate is more unconventional than the other. In this situation, there might be some concerns regarding that. What would be the new policies of the White House? From that perspective, it's certainly a possibility that later into the year, moving closer towards the election, we might see more volatility in asset markets, just because markets are unsure of the broader implications. But overall, it's probably not something that that could completely change or redo the investment scenario.
Thank you. That was Tariq Ali, investment strategist for Group Wealth Management at Standard Chartered Bank.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys. A partner men can count on. Online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.